chanting of the holy name is compared to a medicine which, by taking which, the greatest disease of avidya, which means the meaning of the word avidya, avidya means ignorance, ignorance of true identity. So, by chanting of the holy name regularly, a devotee is drishtikon in this world. His way of seeing the things will be completely changed for a period of time. From a bhoga vritti, there will be seva vritti. From a shoshan vritti to niswartha bhavana. That kind of vision changes, which a devotee can personally experience over the years. In fact, before giving up the bhoga vritti, devotee will be able to recognize the anarthas in one's heart, and then one can give up. Now, what is so special about this? Actually, you all are Ayurvedic. When you are Ayurvedic doctors, you know, when you go to Ayurvedic doctor, he gives so many prescriptions. Eat this powder, mix it with honey and take it. This you boil it in water down to 1/4 or 1/3. You take it. It's a little laborious to do, you know, sometimes. And also, Ayurvedic medicines have effect over a prolonged period of time, unlike the allopathic medicines, isn't it? Similarly, you find in the modern times, you know, people, the nature of tendency of people is they want instant results. Like, you know, somebody has been eating and eating and eating and there is some obesity and they want a quick weight loss program. They go and join some fitness studio, fitness club, and immediately you find their size has become 1/3 of their body. But then within the next 6 months you find suddenly they got a heart attack and died. And that is not brought into the public so much. What happens to the people who have quick weight loss programs? So the allopathic medicines are very instant, it appears instant, but the results are very disastrous eventually. People know the side effects. But Ayurvedic is very slow and steady. Over a prolonged period of time, it has effect in the body. Like you will see, many good things like, you know, eating pure ghee or eating dry fruits, like dates and pista and all this, badam, or cashew nuts. So these kind of things, if you keep taking, the effect of them is seen after 8 years, 10 years, 15 years actually. Similarly, prolonged taking of milk, regularly take, the effect is actually seen over the long years. And those who have been doing it regularly, they will see the benefits in the future. So, similarly, the chanting of the holy name gradually changes one's wrong vision to get the right vision. Like, you know, if somebody has been... actually, one is becoming a devotee, one's heart itself is a laboratory apparatus. One can observe oneself. So, that is why the holy name is compared to aushadi. Vyamoha prashamaushadam munimano vritti pravritti aushadam daityendratkar aushadam tribhuvane sanjeevane kaushadam bhakta atyantakar aushadam bhavavaya pradvamsane kaushadam shreya praptikar aushadam pivamana shri krishna divya aushadam. Kulshakara is telling, the first thing that the holy name will do is it will destroy the moha. Moha means the illusion, the glitter and glamour of the modern day society is nothing but a passing cloud, a cloud that glitters for some time and just passes away. One can clearly see that this maya's, you know, and glitter and glamour is a passing phase. It is there only to cause us suffering. One can see that. And that moha will go away. Actually, moha means that which causes pain, that which has no existence, that which causes pain. can you imagine it? If something doesn't exist, then how can it cause you pain? Actually, because it doesn't exist and we think it exists, that's what causes pain. So, the moha evaporates for a devotee by chanting the holy name. And devotee can see the true things in their true perspective. And then he says, the vritti in your heart for bhakti is very small in the beginning. Most boys, you ask them, why do you come to these classes? He says, sir, we want to increase concentration and improve our studies. Most boys say that. They don't have any impetus beyond that. So the bhakti bhavana is very, very komal, the beginning. It's very tender. Some boys think, hey, we don't want to associate with bad boys, we want good boys, so they come. But when you do chanting very nicely, the bhakti will grow like a very flagrant fire, very huge fire. So much so that the bhakti bhavana will be so great. One will understand that the ultimate goal of life is to serve Krishna in the spiritual sky, like a rocket which takes off with escape velocity, never to turn back. Like that, one's heart will take off from the material world and go back to spiritual world. So that is a muni mano vritti, pravritti aushadam. He says this medicine will give impetus for the munis or devotees to enhance and increase their bhakti. The goal of life is to not just get a good job, fill up the belly and enjoy the senses in life. And that is the corollary benefit that automatically comes to a devotee who surrenders to Krishna without even aspiring for it. You will get your food, you will get your wife, you will get children, you will get family. Everything you will get, you just chant the holy name. Don't ask for it. Ask for love for Krishna. Everything else will follow, like a shadow. Like the material well-being will follow the spiritual well-being. Like for example, your body is moving, your dhoti, kurta, everything is moving along with it, isn't it? Not that you have to pick up, I'm walking now, so I have to carry dhoti, kurta, everything with me. No? You don't have to carry, it's automatic. Material well-being is automatic for a devotee. He doesn't have to worry at all much. So in this way, the chanting of the holy name brings devotee closer and closer. Munimano vritti pravritti aushadam, taityendra artikara aushadam, tribhuvane sanjeevane kaushadam. So the daityas are the dhanavas, are the demons. Artha means the suffering that they give to the devotees. Taityendra artikara aushadam. So the sufferings inflicted by all kinds of demoniac forces is destroyed by chanting of the holy name. We are living in this internet age, so much of global gossip and global bluff, so much of nonsense floated around. The whole surface of the globe is enveloped by deadly sound vibration and deadly interactions between living entities. And the whole global nonsense can be exploded by a devotee who sincerely chants the holy name. A devotee can walk scot-free in this world of Maya, untouched. Just like a lotus leaf is untouched by water. Like that, even in the world of nonsense, a devotee can move around very freely. That is actually made possible by the holy name. So the demons are creating so many nonsense, and the nonsense doesn't touch the devotee at all. A devotee's innate love for Krishna is preserved, and that connection gives him juice. Just like you see in a pankaja vese, lotus. You know, lotus sometimes is in the midst of kichad. But it has its roots into the ground, from where it derives nourishment. Similarly, holy name connects us to spiritual world, from where a devotee is deriving nourishment and living like a lotus in this world, untouched by the kichad of this material world. You see? Daityendra artikara aushadam, tribhuvane sanjeevane kaushadam. Sanjeevane, you all know. It's a medicine, jadiputi, Sanjeevani, which was brought by Hanumanji. Tribhuvane Sanjeevani Krishna. All the three worlds are like dead matter. You may say, are there not living entities? Chara, achara, some moving and some non-moving. No, they may be chara, achara, but as long as they are not Krishna conscious, they are considered to be dead. They're called as living dead. But when a devotee chants the holy name, he becomes full of life, full of consciousness. The real chetana comes when one chants the holy name, he says, Sanjeevanai Kaushalam. It's like waking up a sleeping soul, back to his original relationship with Krishna. And then he says, Sanjeevanai Kaushalam, Bhakta Atyanta Karaushalam, Bhava Bhaya Pradvamsanai Kaushalam. It is something that is elevating the devotee, and it destroys the fear of bhava or samsara, bhava bhaya, pradhamsane kaushada. And then he is saying, shreyaha prapti karaushada. Shreya means the ultimate welfare of attaining love for God and turning to spiritual world. That is attained, eternal service to Krishna. That is bestowed by the chanting of the holy name. He says, Shreya Praptikara Aushadam, Piba Mana, Sri Krishna Divya Aushadam. Oh, my dear mind, drink this sweet holy name. Whether it is sweet or not, you drink it because it is right medicine for you. Sometimes Ayurvedic kashayas are not so sweet. It's like Kerala juice. Like in those days, once I went to my doctor, you know, he had given one powder. Kadugai, they call it. There is some kind of one dry this thing. You have to powder it and you have to take it with water. My Lord, it is astringent taste. You know, very, very. You know, I used to feel directly, let me put on the throat. You know, because it should not touch the tongue. It will be like that. Very. So then I asked the doctor, how many packets I will take? He just said, you take whatever I am giving you. So I was going. Now I take 3 times a day. You know. Now, amazingly, I became so healthy. Doctor said, now you can forget your panchakarma now. You don't have to do. If you take this 3. And in those days, it was very difficult in the early days. I thought 1 week, 2 week I will take. Now last 3 years I am taking now. You know. He said, you continue taking, and the result, he said, you don't have to go through this horrible panchakarma, you know, do this overhauling of the body and everything. And body functions like a first-class machine. Yeah, when you take this, and you can exert yourself, work hard, so much you can do all day. But the Ayurvedic medicine, they only make you better and better as your body becomes tenacious and nourished and strong, because they also strengthen the whole vital system of the body. They increase the immunity and make it better and better. So, it's bitter, it's astringent, it's not very tasty, but it is good. Like Kerala is not tasty, but it is very good. Neem is not tasty, but it's very good. Some people take neem leaves, some people have this. Datun, is it? Neem datun. So they clean the mouth, and all the bacteria are screaming inside the mouth. Why this fellow got this neem datun? They're killing me, yes. They'll be finished. It removes all the unwanted elements, you see. Similarly, put the whole name inside, mind will be screaming like anything. Where this fellow got this Hare Krishna mantra is torturing us. And all the Kama Krodha, Madha Lobha, ki, au, they are all shouting inside. You keep putting the holy name, chanting and hearing, the mind will completely become nirmal, completely purified. Just like you wash a room with, you know, sweep the room and wash the room and punch the room with Dettol. It's nice smelling, it's clean, it's very wonderful, you see. Otherwise, imagine if people have eaten food and food particles are lying here, dal particles are lying here and there while walking, it's sticking to your feet, will you feel nice? An unclean room makes you miserable, but a clean room makes you feel nice. So the holy name cleans up the heart completely. So the holy name should be accepted very gratefully and very joyfully, very sincerely, with attention and absorption. Oblivious to all the external circumstances of the world, then the holy name's effect will be very quick, very fast. Because the intensity is, the better the intensity, the better the effect of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki, let's offer our humble obeisances and